Hi everyone. I was just looking and I recorded a episode in March just before I went to the retreat in Italy. Then I recorded another one in April after I had came back. And this is like another month onwards, so it's like every month I've been doing an episode. And I was just thinking, I was like, it's so symbolic, because both of them episodes were all about changes, about moving out of my cottage, about trusting when I was getting these really strong intuitive hits to go to the retreat in Italy, to leave my job, to leave the cottage, to then the last episode I shared about my experience in the car, where I called on all my angels and we were able to reverse the car, and reading that really profound book about letting life flow through me. So yeah, a month on, I am still in Ireland, even though who knows, that may be changing, but we'll see. And we're still going with the flow. And I suppose even when I recorded the episode last month, you know, sometimes our mind comes in and be like, oh, right, yeah, in next month I'll have it all figured out. I'll know where I'm living. I'll know what I'm doing. And I'm still very much so in that state where I know the changes are coming, but I haven't fully stepped into them. So it's like I've one foot here and I've one foot there. And sometimes that can be very uncomfortable. And it takes an awful lot of patience and faith to be here. But I know by sharing this, like, there's lots of people who resonate with this. They'll be like, oh my God, I feel like I know there is so much change coming. And actually, I know I need to share this podcast because anyone I have actually worked with one to one or even connected with who is into all of this stuff, they're like, can't describe it. It's like the things I've been doing feel different and I just feel there's change coming, but I don't even know what the change is and the change hasn't happened yet. So it's like what I said, there's one foot here, there's one foot there. It's like, what the? And for me, it's not about knowing, like, when's it gonna happen? It's about letting go and trusting. And letting go is hard. And in this stage, it's really healing. So I feel like where I'm at, there's lots of inner child stuff coming up. There's lots of patterns being shown to me. And it's giving me an opportunity to look at things differently, to feel things, to let things go, to feel even anger, things that my body might still be holding on to that can't go with me to the next stage. And you know, you may be listening like, oh my God, I get it, you know, and it can come out of nowhere sometimes. And it can be like, oh my God, I feel a bit overwhelmed. I feel like, you know, there's things that weren't annoying me are now annoying me. But bring it deeper and bring it back to yourself. You know, it's an opportunity for you to let it go, to release it from the body. And we're always healing, we're always growing, we're always learning, we're always moving. And everything is always for our highest good, and we have loads and loads and loads and loads of help. But the reason I want to share this podcast is I suppose I'm very open and I love sharing stories or things that happen because I love for people to see that there's so much more to life, that, you know, we didn't come here to just work 9 to 5. To do a job that we don't love, to just live work for the weekend. that's very much a societal conditioning. And for me, I believed that for a really long time. I thought, oh my God, this is what you do. And then when I started, I suppose, had a spiritual awakening, and I started to find my soul or the part within me, I was like, oh my God, actually, there's way more to this. And actually, I believe we come here and we come here to be of service. We come here to unlearn, to let that shit go, and to remember that, you know, we can learn to love and approve of ourselves and to be present and to live life, to not let life kind of live us. And I, when I was sharing there about the not being here or not being there, I think I shared that I know how I share my gifts here, or how I share my truth or my magic is all changing. And there was a part of me that was like, okay, it doesn't feel right to put a podcast out there. And there was a part of me that was waiting for something. It was like, yeah, I'll just leave it for another while. And I don't actually know what I was waiting for, if that makes sense. And then I was like, oh my God, like sometimes, you know, when we don't know what to do, or it feels like there's so much change, it's kind of easier to sometimes just do nothing. And sometimes we need to do that, but sometimes we need to come in and kind of redirect ourselves. And often if we don't do that, the universe, God, source, angels, whoever you want to believe is up there, will send someone in to, I suppose, help you. And like, I'm so lucky. But when I say I'm so lucky and I share any of this, I share all this stuff because every single person who listens to this podcast, every single person has the capacity to tap into this. And when we can tap into the belief that we're part of something so much bigger, that we have help, life is just easier, and it feels more free. So today I was with my friend and the two of us decided we'd go to Tormacady Waterfall. And we went to Tormacady Waterfall and I'm just obsessed with the place. I just love it. And we were just sitting on the bench and we were actually watching this beautiful woman with her three kids. And when I share this, and I was looking back, we were so present. We were really present. The two of us were watching their interactions. And the mother went into the water first and had her swim. And the kids were kind of just playing in the water. Now, they were older kids. They were probably like 8, 9, 10, even up to 12. So she came out of the water then and she was sitting on the rock and the kids were playing and they were laughing. There was just really beautiful interactions. And then they started to get in and she was really praising them and giving them so much encouragement. And it was just really beautiful. Like, you know, she wasn't coming in saying, right, come on, you need to come with me or you need to do it this way. She was just letting them be. She was being, you know, it was just really beautiful. And then the two of us looked up and there was a man standing right in front of us. And he just said to us, he said, girls, you have two beautiful smiles. They are two beautiful smiles. And because we're all made of energy and energy is connected, he could probably feel the presence of our energy watching that beautiful mother with her kids. And he could probably feel, and he actually said to us, he said, in a world where a lot of people feel like the world is weighing on top of them, he said, the two of you look really free and you feel free and you're smiling and you look really happy. And I'm sure that made us smile more, and the two of us were kind of laughing and smiling. And my friend is just beautiful and she's into all this stuff as well. So we know that, you know, we're here for something bigger. So I suppose we're life isn't kind of on top of us or weighing us down. And anyway, we just were chatting, and then he goes, "What do you do?" Because I think then he was intrigued, and he was probably like, "I wonder now what they do, like, do you know, because they don't seem stressed." And I just started laughing. I was like, "Oh, it's a good question." I was like, "Well, I'm an author, and I do mindfulness and meditation and work with angels." And then my friend told him she worked with animals, and then the minute I said the angels, he was like, "Are you?" I knew there was something about you too. I knew it. And sure, we were even smiling along, like we were smiling more than he goes, "I could feel now the energy. I knew." And he goes, "I'm gonna have to sit down beside the two of you now." So anyway, he sat down beside the two of us, and he was in his 70s, I'm not joking. And he was in his 70s, and we had the chats about angels, about life, about death, about why we're here, about how life is now and life is for living, embracing the moment, about how when we die, our bodies leave, but our soul is eternal. And like, he was leading most of the conversation. I think the two of us were like, "What's going on?" And all of a sudden, it was like he was giving both of us messages. He was giving me what I needed to hear, and he was giving her what she needed to hear. But he didn't know that, like, we were having the chats earlier, and I was saying, "Geez, I know, I wonder about this." And it was like then he was coming in, giving us all these answers that we were asking. And it was just so fascinating, like, because I was saying to my friend earlier, I was like, I was on about like social media and about Instagram, whatever. And I was like, "I love what I do, but I was like, I just want to really make sure I do it my own authentic way. And I love YouTube so much." And I've even been on about like I'm obsessed with YouTube, about setting up a YouTube channel and maybe making videos where you can see my face. And I don't know, it's all lots of things coming in. And he kept saying, "It's like, you need a new platform. You need a new platform." And I was like, "Oh my goodness." And then he was like, it was like the angels were talking right through him, and he was being really direct. And it was like to me being like, "You know, there's people here who are on the edge, people who are hanging on." And he was like, "You came here to help them, do you know?" And then she was getting her own direct messages. And it was like it just brought me back into my center. I was like, "Oh my God, okay, I need to do a podcast today. I need to just share something. I need to put it out there, because if one person listens and it helps them, that's worth it, do you know, rather than me waiting for something and being, you know, not even knowing what I'm waiting for." But anyway, I'm not even sharing half of the stuff he shared with us. But often, and I've shared this loads of times, that, you know, people think that there's not that many people into all of this, or there is loads. And it's so important in this time more than ever that you just share you and just be you. And we've all came here, and we all have different gifts, and we all have something to give, and we all have something to share. And for me, when he said that about, like, he literally pointed to the waterfall, and there was like a little kind of stones around it. He was like, "There is people on the edge. There is people hanging on, and they need you." And I was like, "Oh my God, yeah." And then the importance of doing it my way, making changes. And, you know, someone else might be listening to this. Like, I think we all have something to give. We all have something to share. And we all came here to be of service. And when we lift someone up, it always makes us feel good. It always, always, always does. Always. So yeah. And it just goes to show that, you know, we have angels, we have guides, we have God, we've source, we've whoever you want to work with, and they will, you know, when we're moving forward or when we're asking for help, when we're asking for help, if we ask for help, we will get it. And I have to share this, and I know my friend won't mind. My friend last night was in Blue Thunder, and they said that they asked their angels, they said they wanted to go to a medium, and they said, put someone on my path who's going to tell me about a medium I need to go to. This fella today kept saying the name of this woman, and they kept repeating and repeating and repeating it. And afterwards, my friend told him, my friend goes, he kept going, there's no such thing as synchronicity, there's no such thing as, what did he say? He kept going, there's all, no, sorry, he kept saying, nothing happens by chance. We were supposed to meet today. We're all connected. We were supposed to meet today. He was very direct now with the two of us. And then she goes, I know we were because I asked my angels last night in Blue Thunder, which is so funny. How are you, lads? Come here. I'm having a burger. Do you mind giving me a hand? And then they sent your man. And sure, he helped me so much as well. And then for the rest of the day, the two of us, like, this is literally how my days go. We went for food then, and sure, we were pulling cards and everything. And then somehow we ended up in a little church. And I brought her in, and I was like, come on, we're going in to say a prayer. And as we were praying, we were looking down, and the stand in front of us had Gavin family. And the two of us were just looking at each other, and we're like, oh my God. But it just goes to show, like, you know, we ask. So, like, you may be listening to this and you'd be like, I need help with something. Ask your angels. You know, they may send a person like that man. They may send something else. But it's up to you for to listen. They don't always put it on a plate right in front of us. And this is really, really, really important, actually, because I was supporting someone this week. And they're amazing. And again, their angels wanted to come out of nowhere. And this person has never heard of angels or wasn't into any of this. And it's like the angels were like really showing them, we're here, we're with you, coming in so, so strong. And anyway, we're helping, we're doing a bit of work to try and call in a new job. And they were telling me that randomly this week, out of nowhere, that someone said to them, you need to call this person, you need to call this person, and that they'll help you. But they were kind of saying, oh, sure, you know, they were kind of dismissing it. And I was trying to explain to them and bring them back, and I was like, you know, just because you ring that person doesn't mean that you'll be working for them. They may redirect you to someone else, but it's really, really important that we listen, and you ring that person, you know. And sometimes we dismiss so many little things that are actual signs because we're waiting for this big, big sign or this big thing, or waiting for this perfect job. Whereas another job may come and we may have to do it for a month, and that leads into another job. So don't dismiss the little things. Follow the flow of energy. And the last few episodes have all been about trust in the flow and following the flow. And we're still on following the flow. So if something random happens, if someone tells you something random, they ask you to do something random, and there's a flow, follow it. And I'm going to share another really good example, and I know this person will not mind me sharing this because I won't share their name. So another lady that I was supporting, who did one of my 6-week courses, we did vision boards, and on their vision board they put meeting a new partner who was able to love and accept the new version of them. And there, about probably a few months ago at this stage, their friend messaged them. I think it was last notice, last late notice. Now, I hope I haven't got this wrong, but you'll get the gist of it. And their friend lived in England, and their friend messaged them and said, do you want to come over to me? It was either that weekend coming or the following weekend. And I think normally they mightn't have been as quick to say yes, or they might have said, oh no, I better leave it, I'm saving money or whatever. But something in them was like, yes. So they were following the flow, nearly like fuck it energy. They were like, fuck it, I'm going to go, right? And I think that's where, with all of this, people fuck things up for themselves. So if there's something coming in and someone asks you to do something or go somewhere, just fuck it. You may go and you might be like, oh my God, that was awful. That's okay too, because you'll know for again. There's learning. Anyway, wait for this. So they went, and the first night they were over there, they were out with their friend and they met these group of lads. And anyway, there was one lad and they were chatting. This girl and this lad were chatting and they were lovely. And turns out this lad is from Ireland and doesn't live too far away from her. Anyway, the second night they met again and it was lovely. And she was saying that she kind of thought, oh, there might have been something. But she was moving to Australia, where she is literally next month. So in her mind straight away, no, like there'd be no point. Wait for this. On her flight home from the airport back to Ireland, guess who was sitting on the plane in the seat right beside her? That fella. And then the two of them kind of were like, oh my God, because he felt the same energy as her. So anyway, they were chatting and she had said, I'm moving to Australia. He told her, you won't believe this, I'm actually planning to move to Australia in, I think, the same month or a few weeks after. And I think the two of them were like, oh my God, they're into the same things. She said, he's lovely, it's just really easy. And it's just a real example of keep going, keep doing the work. And if something is supposed to cross your path, it will, but you have to follow the flow of energy. And like, I met her recently and she's so happy and it's lovely. And like, I just love sharing that, like, because, like, you know, like he was on the plane beside her. Do you know what I mean? It was like the universe was saying, actually, hello, you are on each other's path. And that man we met today, it was like, no, we agreed to meet. And he told us loads of stuff. So we helped him as well. So he helped us, we helped him. My friend last night in the chipper asked her angels for help. They sent this man who gave them a sign. I was asking for messages. He gave me a message. Do you know, like, people give us signs, messages, places. Things are happening all the time. Like, I get signs in the most peculiar ways. Today, before I recorded this, I pulled into my house. I sat in my car and I watched four birds. Four birds. With their heads, bending their heads into the grass, and they were plucking worms. Like, when I say, like, I mean, there was four birds, and like one bird, I was like, oh my God, that must be his like fourth worm. They were getting an abundance of worms, and I was just watching them, and it was so nice. It felt so nice because I was like, I wasn't thinking about anything. I was just watching these birds eating the worms, and I was like, oh my God, I was like, I didn't think there'd be that many worms in the garden. And for me, it was like, my angels were like, there's abundance everywhere. There is abundance everywhere. Just be present. There is abundance everywhere. Just be present and follow the flow of energy. I'm going to end it on this. I love you all, and I'm so proud of everyone who listened to this. I'm so proud of everyone, and just know that you're enough in this moment. If you know change is coming and you're feeling like you're in that funny energy and you're not here, you're not there, We've just came through an eclipse, so it's a really big time of change. Trust the process, ask your angels for help, and keep telling yourself, I am moving into the next comfortable stage of my life. I am moving into the next comfortable stage in my life. And love you all, and sending loads and loads of love. I said I would also let you know, even though I said bye, that I am doing a 4-week mirror workshop starting next Wednesday. We will meet every Wednesday for 4 weeks on Zoom. And you will get to partake in a WhatsApp group where we will connect every day and you will be guided to do your mirror work. So it's a really kind of intensive, supportive 4 weeks. It takes 21 days to build up a habit. You'll be doing it with other people. And just send me an email if you want to partake. It's €111 for the 4 weeks, and it's going to be magical and sending love.